everything that rocks.
Well, good morning. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
It is a good morning. You know why?
Why?
A lot of beer in front of us.
There's
right
a
now.
Lot of beer coming up here in just a little bit.
Greenbush, bring it.
Yeah, Greenbush always does an amazing job. Obviously, our second beer for 12 beers of
12
Christmas.
12 beers. Along. We got Jess coming in.
Yep.
She just
there.
Got in here.
It's not her time yet.
I know.
You know what?
You know, I'm excited, Brock. Excited.
You're throwing off. I had this whole plan.
You know what?
And you're throwing it off on her. God, I swear to God. Anyway, hold on. The phone's been ringing off the hook for some reason. Let's take this phone call real quick. WIRX, what do you want?
Some money.
Some money? Why would I give you money? What?
Because you guys screwed up.
Gow! We did! Dang it. You caught us, man. How did I screw that up? I somehow put Mariah Carey in. Hunter,
yes, you did.
Hunter, you're
That's
not supposed to let me do this.
Oh, yeah, it is Mariah Carey, isn't it?
Yeah,
all right. Well, I guess we'll give you $107. Does that work for our screw-up?
It sure does.
What's your name, man?
Bill.
Bill, well, you're $107 richer because we screwed up and we played Christmas music. What station hooked you up?
WRX.
That's coming out of your paycheck.
Is it?
I had to cover the last one.
$107?
$107. That's
you know
what
how much you get paid here, Brock?
You're supposed to
that
catch.
That is my paycheck.
You're supposed to catch. You know I can't do all this stuff. All right. Well, one lucky winner once again on our no Christmas music guarantee.
Now, you know what? Let's take it out of Benny's check.
We don't pay Benny.
Oh, we don't?
No.
We don't?
Absolutely not. No money goes to Benny.
We can still take it out of some sort of check he's got.
We'll have him take it out of his savings.
His tuition.
From his graduation. We'll get it out of his graduation money.
This is WTF of the Day on the Plan B Morning Show. Brought to you by Henry's Hamburgers.
You know, this is something that I would do when I was a young man.
Yeah.
I made a lot of stupid choices in the name of love, if you will.
In the name of love.
Everyone who used to be 18 probably can relate to this. 18-year-old guy named Reuben Hughes in Clearwater, Florida.
Always in Florida.
Got a message from his girlfriend on Saturday night. You know what kind of message.
Yeah, right.
The one in the booty call.
Booty call!
or as the police report put it, quote, Reuben was trying to meet his girlfriend for relations. What a weird way to put it.
Right.
For relations.
Relations.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Ugh.
We're going to do it.
Anyway, she didn't have to ask him twice. He hopped in his Honda Accord. I love that they put the car
with that steel tip muffler.
Get that big old fart can on it.
Hauling ass.
That's right.
He'll get some ass.
He did start speeding to her house. He was so focused on his mission that he didn't notice the cop behind him who was trying to pull him over. And as Reuben kept speeding toward his girlfriend, he inadvertently started a high-speed chase.
Oh, my God.
So some other cops joined in. Reuben finally noticed them and pulled over. Even when he told him why he was speeding, they didn't take any pity on him. He was arrested for felony fleeing and eluding and spent 16 hours in jail. That's Reuben's mugshot.
Sure, I'm on my way to go have a really, really good time.
That's a man.
You're really blue balling me here.
That's a man who just, that's the face of a man who just got C-blocked by the police officers in Florida.
You can see it in his eyes.
He's like, God. You know, his girlfriend's mad, too.
I was right there,
man. So close. Can I just go over there quick? It's not going to take long. Then I'll go to jail.
Now he's getting taken care of by Debo.
Oh, no.